Senators can't lose. They simply refuse to lose. When I had just kind of accepted it at the end of the second period, when the Predators were down 3 goals going into the third against the Vegas Golden Knights, I thought it's okay. You know, the streak was fun while it lasted. I thought they were going to lose. I accepted it. But not this Nashville Predators team. They absolutely refuse to go down in regulation. Joining us now is Elliot Friedman, 32 Thoughts Podcast and Sportsnet. Elliot, 18-game point streak, 16-0-2 in their last 18 games since U2-gate, since 9-2 loss against Dallas. What do you make of what this Predators team is doing right now and what they showed us on Tuesday night with that comeback?
Well, I mean, like, I got fooled like everybody else. I was like, okay, there were a lot of good games that night. I think there were 14 games that night. So I changed the channel. I was like, oh, this is over. I can go watch something else. And the next thing I knew, I looked up and they were going overtime. I was like, wow. So what it teaches you is no matter what the score is, don't change a channel. And that's what I learned the other day.
Tale as old as time.
Someone's coming for me here while I'm walking the street. Look, I think this. I mean, I've said this in a couple places, I'm sure on this show too. Everyone, it's all tied into that game you mentioned, the 9-2 game, the whole YouTube thing. Their season could have gone completely sideways at that point. They had every excuse to fall apart. There were no expectations on this team. You know, you can say there were holes, and they pulled it together. And I think the group deserves a lot of credit, a lot of credit. Now, it's impossible to keep this going, and at some point in time, the bubble's going to burst a bit, but they deserve a ton of credit for how they've played and how they've responded in the aftermath of that 9-2 loss.
I'm with you. 100%. Looking at this streak so far, Predators have beaten Vegas. The Predators have beaten Florida in their arena, beaten Winnipeg. Yeah. They've beaten Colorado. They've beaten cup contenders. Are the Predators themselves a cup contender?
Well, I think now you have to say yes. Now, I have to say this too, Carolyn. Like, the Western Conference playoffs, that first round is going to be murder. It really is. It's going to be really, really hard. Like, there are going to be teams who could win the Stanley Cup who are going to go out in that first round. It's not just necessarily the possibility of Nashville. You look at those matchups, and you're going to see teams out in round one, and you're going to see matchups in round one, and you're going to say this should not be happening in the first round of the playoffs. So, I think the Predators have sent us a message that they are to be respected. It's just that, like, that Western playoffs is going to be a crapshoot. I think the other thing, Carolyn, that changes in the playoffs is, I was actually talking about this with someone today at the Toronto-Washington skate, is, you know, this is not to diminish what Nashville's done because it's incredible, but now you get a lot of different opponents at different times. The playoffs are, it's one team, 7 games, and you game plan for that one opponent. And, like I'm really curious, like, Josi, he's almost unstoppable. And while you were suntanning last week, we were talking about how he should be in the Hart Trophy conversation. But it's going to be interesting to see, in a playoff series, what are these teams going to do with him? How are they going to defend them? Because you know that when they sit in that meeting, say, okay, we've got Nashville for the next 2 weeks, priority number one is going to be, what can we do to make life difficult on Roman Josi? And obviously that's going to have a huge effect on your chances.
Elliot, actually 1 week ago today, I was floating in the middle of the Pacific Ocean with a drink in my hand. I looked at my watch and I said, oh, I would be talking to Elliot right now. And let me say,
there's no way that happened.
This Thursday is much better. This Thursday is much better than what I was doing last Thursday.
I know.
She's telling the story, Elliot.
You just told two lies in one sentence.
Oh man, we're talking with Elliot Friedman, 32 Thought podcast, talking about the natural predators and their hot streak that they're on. We can no longer call it a hot streak. It's just they're a good team at this of the season. Now, you talked about some things in regards to Roman Josi. You know, once you get into playoffs and teams, you're playing one specific team for a seven-game series, and they need to hone in on how to stop him every game. But don't you think, Elliot, that this roster period, this team has gotten so much better that if you do find a way to stop a Roman Josi, that they have other guys on this roster that can beat you as well?
I do think that, Darren. I do believe that this is a team this year that has learned a lot about itself, and a lot of players have really grown. But I do think it's going to be harder. Like, that's the thing. Like, Derek, it just becomes harder. In these meetings now, they say, what's the one or two things we really have to do? And number one and number two, probably for the Predators, is going to be him. And, where can we put him in positions where he's not comfortable? Can we rough him up a little bit? Can we throw him off his game? And, I'll say this. I think he's an incredibly competitive guy. As you guys know, he's really friendly. He's very approachable. But that doesn't mean he isn't competitive as hell. And he won't do what he can to fight through that. But, that's still going to be the way it's going to be. They're going to say, we're going to try to find ways to slow him down, wrap him up, take him off his game, and we'll see who on Nashville is going to be that guy who can make up for it. You have a great team, not just great players, you have a great team. Look, Forsberg's having a magnificent year. But what they're going to say is, if we can stop Josi at the other end of the ice or slow him down a bit, will that help us with Forsberg and others at the other end? So that's what you're going to have to battle through.
Now, we've had callers call in and talk about, them wanting the Predators to lose a game or two before the playoffs start, because there is sort of this, we're waiting for the shoe to drop. It can't be this good. Where in actuality, I look at it from this standpoint, I think they've shown you. Look at the Red Wings game. Look at the win. And Willie even brought up, last hour in the Winnipeg game, have a funky bounce off the glass. It goes in where UC is trying to, locate the puck, but it goes, hits the glass, make a weird bounce and goes in. They fought to come back to take that game into overtime. And then you look at the Red, then look at the game. They had to come back 3-0. They were down three goals against the Vegas Knights. They to come back to that game. So I think, at least from my standpoint, we've seen the Nashville Predators in, situations where they had to dig down deep to either take a game into overtime or win a game. So I think we've seen that. Is that how you see it as well?
I do. I mean, look, and sooner or later, you guys are going to lose a game. It's just going to happen. I actually think, Derek, going into the playoffs, I think one of the biggest things that, you guys are going to have to ask is, do you want to rest anybody? You guys have tough travel. Like, that's one of the things about the Predators, especially depending on where you finish. Like, if you, like none of those are, I guess Dallas would not be too bad a flight. But, Denver's a bit of a hike, and Winnipeg's a bit of a hike. And if you end up going into the Pacific Division, that's really long travel. So I think, to me, the biggest question is going to be, Trotz, Brunette, what do they talk about in terms of, do we want to rest up guys? And I think the travel for some teams is a lot harder than others. I think potentially it could be that way for you guys. So, if you get Dallas, you're not that worried about it. But some of those other situations, you might be. So that's what I'm curious about is, even if there's a streak, if it's going for two more weeks, like, that's unbelievable. But even if it's going for two more weeks, you get to the end, you just say, we got to give some guys a night off before it really starts up.
Now, is there a team you can compare this Predator team to in recent years that there was not much fanfare about them at the beginning of the season, or you know, them making it to the playoffs, or let alone a Stanley Cup. And then all of a sudden, by the middle of the season or the end of the season, this team is a legitimate, you know, noisemaker if or when they get in the playoffs. Has it been another team like that in recent years that you can compare the Nashville Predators to?
Well, the team that's coming up a lot is one you know pretty well, and that's the St. Louis Blues. Mm-hmm. And there is a similarity in the sense that in 2019, the Blues were basically written off in January. I think they were in last place in early January. And at the trade deadline that year, Doug Armstrong, who's the GM of the Blues, he sent out like a pretty, like nobody will show it to me, but I know it's existed out there. Like he basically sent out a Christmas sale note to all the GMs saying, like, sale on my players. And then they pulled it together. He made a coaching change. They pulled it together and they won the Stanley Cup. And, you know, Ryan O'Reilly was the Conn Smythe winner on that team. He was the number one center and he won the Conn Smythe trophy. And there is a comparison to be made too, between, although Saros had more of a resume than Jordan Binnington did at the time, like he's still, Saros is the kind of goalie that he can get you hot and win for you. So, like, actually, it's funny. I was talking about this last week, Eric. I believe in the salary cap era, which now goes back 20 years, I think more eight seeds, the last seed to make the playoffs, have won the Stanley Cup than President's Trophy winners, and that goes to the team with the most points in the regular season. So, like, it's not unheard of, and St. Louis with Ryan O'Reilly would be the one that you would think of.
And we've had a lot of, Elliot Friedman is with us. We've had a lot of texters and callers compare this team potentially to the St. Louis team. I always try to caution that because I do think that 2019 season was more the exception and not the rule. But hey, the way that this team is playing, I'm not counting anything out as a possibility. But looking at
the people ride the wave. Like that's the way I think. Like the one of the things, Caroline, is that we don't, like in sports, we worry so much about things that might happen or don't happen. And when you're on a wave like this, like this is once in maybe franchise history. So ride the wave while you can. Like I would just say to the fans, enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. And we are trying to at least enjoy this wholeheartedly because I think the only word that I could use to describe this Predators team and what they're doing right now is just special. It's special what they're doing.
Yeah.
So looking at the most likely opponents in the playoffs, it's going to be Dallas, Winnipeg, or Colorado. Really, you know, even if the Predators leap Winnipeg for that third spot in the West, it's still going to be Colorado or Dallas. And it really is here kind of pick your poison. Like all of these team are cup contenders. But if you had to rank those three teams as who you'd like to most see in the playoffs versus least see in the playoffs, how would you rank those teams if you're the Predators? Truly pick your poison.
Well, yeah, you know, this is the one that gets me all over the internet. I think you'd probably take Winnipeg if you had to pick one of them. You're right, it's pick your poison. It's Hemlock or lethal injector. But you probably have to take Winnipeg, although there you're getting the best goalie, right? Like that's a series where you can get goalie because he's the best goalie of the three teams, Hellebuck. And so, but I mean, you'd probably look at it, you'd probably say, okay, them, and then, I mean, I don't know, Dallas or Colorado, I mean, Dallas to me is the deepest team in the league, and Colorado's got incredible elite talent. You know, I'll say this, like, I would love to see, like, remember the last time you guys made the playoffs, you got wiped out against Colorado because Saros got hurt, right? So I'm sure on some level the Predators would love to say, okay, like, we'd like a chance with our number one guy there.
100%. And we've also discussed, it was something that you touched on, is the length of travel. As you have to go to Colorado four times or travel, you know, to Winnipeg four times. Like that's That's a lot. That's hard. That is a lot of travel. But
Yes.
of course, it's also something that the other team has to do too. But still, I look
Yes.
at the trip to Dallas. Our producer, Nick Fraser, did some wonderful number crunching.
Oh,
And
there you
if you go back and forth to Dallas, it's what, 2,000 something miles. You go back and forth to Colorado as many times as you would need to in a 7-game series. It's like close to 5,000 miles. So it's a significant
Yeah.
difference. Do we talk too much about travel when it comes to the Stanley Cup
No.
playoffs?
No, I don't think you do. Like I know particularly in the West, it can be a factor. Like one thing they've done in the final, and I haven't checked the schedule yet, but I remember recently in the final, every travel day was 2 days off. And I know some people thought that was too long, but I thought it gave the best chance for the best hockey. I don't think you can overestimate. I mean, look, these guys travel well. They're not like us schmoes in regular airports. They have beautiful planes. They have great food on the planes. Like, players joke that, the NHL stands for Never Hungry League because of all the great food that's available. I mean, in Canada, if they play Winnipeg, they've got to go through customs, but they go through in a special terminal. It's much easier. But it is a factor. Like, it reminds me a bit of Nashville. In 2011, Vancouver lost the Stanley Cup final in 7 games to Boston. And, like, there's lots of reasons you lose. And when you get that close, the margin of difference is razor thin. But one of the things that they talked about is that they remember they played Nashville in the second round that year and they won it in 6 games. They really thought that that last trip to Nashville for game six took a lot out of them. And it wasn't the reason they lost, but I remember some guy said to me, you really wish you would take care of your business in 5 games because you think about that one extra trip from Vancouver to Nashville, it's something.
It's going to be a gauntlet. It's going to be difficult and it's going to be exhausting either way. But if I can cut corners or take whatever inches I
Couple of
can,
thousand miles.
just a couple thousand miles here and there, I'm going to take it. Absolutely. Elliot, last one for you. You buying stock in this Predators team?
Oh yeah. First of all, I always root for trips to Nashville. I remember 25 years ago, we were all making fun of it, and 25 years later, we're like, thank God this is here. What a great town and what a great place to visit. And not only for Broadway, but like I've learned also too, like if you're an outdoorsy person, there's a lot there to really like. So I'm always buying my ticket to Nashville, and I really do believe this, like the Western Conference playoffs this year are going to be murder, and in a lot of these series are going to be toss-ups. Like you can tell me that Nashville would go out in the first round. You would tell me Nashville would go to the Western Conference final, and I'd say both things are possible. That's how tough that and how much of a toss-up those playoffs are going to be.
Anything can happen in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Anything
Sure
can happen.
can.
Elliot Friedman, 32 Thoughts Podcast and Sportsnet. Elliot, I know Willie was upset to have to miss you. He's out at morning skate in Arizona, but we'll catch up next week.
You guys are all liars. Like you're talking about like you're in the ocean and you miss me and Willie's in the sunshine of Arizona and you miss
Willie's at
me.
morning skate
Derek.
in Arizona.
Yeah,
So I
whatever.
don't know
And
if it's as
Derek, I
chic.
know you're the only truth teller, Derek. I know. I know.
Oh, Elliot, appreciate you as always. We'll catch up
Right,
next
guys,
week.
have a great weekend, okay?
Yep, you too.
Appreciate it. You too.